Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called The Valley of Dry Bones. Hope in hard seasons. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. And I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher, flawed and messy like anyone else, trying to let God work through me, because Monday is coming. And before we step into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are. And we walk into the week anchored. Well, before we dive into today's story, here are three things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for fresh starts. The reminder that no matter how the week goes, you can begin again. The second thing that I'm thankful for the encouragement that I get from others. Those moments when someone says something simple, but it can be so lifting and uplifting and so supportive. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is perspective. Being able to step back and see that hard seasons, they don't last forever. All right, well, let's jump into it. Our story today comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Now, here's what's happening in this moment. Ezekiel is a prophet, someone God speaks through, and God gives him a vision. A vision is like a picture or scene that God shows him to teach something important. In this vision, Ezekiel is taken to a valley. And this valley is filled with bones. Not just a few bones, but a valley full of dry bones. These bones have been there a long time. They are completely dry. There is no life to them at all. No movement, no breath, no hope. And God asks Ezekiel a question. Son of man, can these bones live? In other words, do you believe something that looks completely dead can live again? Ezekiel answered, honestly, Lord, only you know. Then God tells Ezekiel to do something unusual. He tells him to speak to the bones, to prophesy over them, which means to speak God's truth over something. So Ezekiel does. And as he speaks, something starts to happen. There's a sound, a rattling. The bones begin to come together, bone to bone, then tendons form, then flesh, then skin. And suddenly, what was a valley of dry bones there? It becomes bodies. But there's still something missing. There is no breath in them. They are formed, but not alive. So God tells Ezekiel again, speak. Call breath into them. And when he does, breath enters them and they come to life. They stand up, a vast army. What was once completely dead is now fully alive. So this vision wasn't really about bones. It was about people. That's the deeper meaning here. It was about a group of people who felt completely defeated, hopeless, like everything had fallen apart. And God was showing them what feels dead is not beyond me. What feels over is not finished. I can bring life back. That's what God was trying to show. And as we reflect on this and think about this for educators, this one truly, I think, hits for teachers in a different way, because sometimes teaching can feel like that valley. You look around and think, this student isn't getting it. This group isn't responding. This situation feels stuck. Or even personally, you feel drained, flat, like your energy is gone. Like something that used to feel alive doesn't feel that way right now. And the question shows up, can this live again? So what does this look like in the classroom? What's the classroom application here, y'all? Well, it means not giving up on students who seem disengaged, not assuming growth can't happen, and continuing to speak life, encouragement, and belief, because sometimes students just need time. Sometimes they need someone to keep believing in them. And sometimes you need to believe that what feels dry can come back to life. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say this. God didn't see a valley of bones. He saw potential. And sometimes in teaching, we have to look at what feels lifeless and choose to believe this isn't the end of the story. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me see hope where things feel dry, and help all of us, the funky teachers listening, not to give up in hard seasons. When things feel stuck or lifeless, remind us that you are still working. Bring life where we can't see it yet. And give us the strength to keep going. Amen. Well, as you go into your day, as you go into your week, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.